Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So here's a headline. Harvard alum campaigns for free tuition at Harvard. The alum is Ron Unz. He built his fortune running Wall Street Analytics, a financial software company in Silicon Valley. He built his reputation as an outspoken conservative, former publisher of the American Conservative magazine, campaigner against bilingual education in California and Massachusetts, campaigner for a higher minimum wage as a means to reduce illegal immigration. So Ron Unz is serious about his free Harvard tuition plan. He and four others are trying to get elected to Harvard's Board of Overseers, the university's second highest governing body. Now, it's a compelling platform, but a controversial one, because Ron Unz is also suing Harvard University. He says the university discriminates against Asian Americans in admissions, and he's long been a vocal opponent of affirmative action. So how does the call for free tuition fit into all of this? And do you think it's a good idea? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK to talk to Ron Unz. And I'll throw that number out again after we hear from Ron Unz himself, because he joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, great to be here.
It's great to have you. So first of all, give us your, you know, your 30-second pitch on why you think Harvard should not be charging tuition.
Well, it's really very simple. The overwhelming majority of Harvard's income comes from the endowment, investment income on the endowment.
It's $37 billion.
Exactly. Each year, Harvard earns 25 times more money on average from securities, mortgages, bonds, that sort of thing, than they get from college tuition. Given that huge disproportional impact, we think it makes sense for Harvard to abolish college tuition, which would allow a much broader number of students to apply without any sort of family hardship and would encourage more applicants who right now wouldn't even consider Harvard.
Okay. So the potential impact I want to talk with you about in more detail in just a second, but I've been dying to ask you this following question all day because you're a smart guy. You know that Harvard's endowment, much of it, is restricted anyway. I mean, we reached out to Harvard to get the exact numbers, and in a statement they told us that 70% of the endowment is restricted. It's already spoken for by virtue of the rules given to it by the families that donate to the endowment. They can't do anything with it, so it's not like a bank account, in the words of a Harvard spokesman. You can't just change what the endowment does or what it's used for.
Well, the 70% figure is very plausible, but they don't need more than 30%. Again, 4% of the income would be enough to abolish tuition. 4%. It's negligible. If Harvard abolished college tuition, it would show almost no difference in their annual financial statement. And so, again, you know, abolishing tuition is very, very easy, given even the restrictions on the endowment.
Okay, so what do you think? You hinted at this before, but tell me in more detail. What do you think the impact would be if, say, you're a platform and you win your race with the Board of Overseers and your platform is adopted and all of a sudden it's free to go to Harvard? 2 years from now, what would happen?
Well, there would be a huge impact on our society. Right now, it's very true that Harvard subsidizes education for students who come from families that have very little money, or, you know, middle class, $65,000 a year or less, get in free. But vast numbers of students don't know that Harvard is accessible. If Harvard abolished tuition tomorrow, it would be on the front pages of half the world's newspapers. Within a few days, almost everybody in America would be aware that a Harvard education was free. And tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of families that had never considered applying to Harvard would start to do so. Mm-hmm. If the local university, if the local college is $5,000 or $6,000 a year in their town or city, and Harvard is free, they'll consider applying to Harvard. It broadens the outreach. It broadens the applicant pool dramatically.
It broadens the applicant pool, but then would it change dramatically those who are actually getting accepted to Harvard?
Well, it might. That's why we have the second half of our platform, which essentially would encourage Harvard to make it a little bit more clear how they decide to admit the
you
students.
You want transparency in the admissions
exactly.
process.
Because right now, the truth is, there's a lot of evidence that there's bias and even outright financial corruption in the Harvard admissions process. For example, there was a great book that came out about 10 years ago, Pulitzer Prize winner Daniel Golden, called The Price of Admission, going through all of the sort of corrupt practices that allow certain students to get admitted to Harvard when other students, more qualified, better students, aren't admitted. So we think broadening the applicant pool by making Harvard free, plus encouraging greater transparency in the admissions process to ensure that it's more fair than it is right now, would have a tremendously positive impact on Harvard and encourage other universities to follow the same pattern.
You use the word fair, but your critics use a lot of other words, right? I mean, like, I've read people say that on at first blush, Ron Unz's push to have Harvard be free is a terrific idea, but they call it a Trojan horse, really, to make the other aspects of your platform more acceptable. Because, again, more transparency, yes, but they see it as a continuing part of your campaign and efforts against affirmative action. I mean, what's really going on here? Is this all part and parcel of your on-the-record, longstanding opposition to affirmative action, in this case, particularly at Harvard?
Well, the truth is, there are five of us running on this platform, and we have a wide variety of different views on affirmative action. Some of us support affirmative action. Some of us, like myself, have long been opposed to affirmative action. That's why we're unified on the issue of greater transparency. Now, the truth is, some of the corrupt practices that go on in Harvard really are, I think, outrageous to almost everybody. For example, there is considerable evidence that individual wealthy families can, in effect, bribe the university to admit their sons or daughters who simply aren't qualified. I don't see how anybody can support something like that. There are many other very doubtful admissions practices, one of them which I've personally written about, is strong evidence of discrimination against Asian American applicants.
This is the basis of the lawsuit.
Exactly.
Against Harvard.
And actually, I'm not personally involved in the lawsuit, but the plaintiffs in the lawsuit relied on some of my statistical findings. For example, if you look at the Asian American issue, I've written about it before. In the last 25 years, if you look at the population of college-age American students, the percentage of such students who are Hispanic attending Harvard is about the same. The percentage of students black attending Harvard is about the same. Same for white students. For Asian American students, it's dropped by over 50%. Now, that seems very suspicious. Why would the percentage of college-age Asian American students have dropped by 50% in the last 25 years at Harvard?
But Harvard says something very different. I mean, they sent us a statement.
Sure.
And you know these numbers, but they said the percentage of admitted Asian American students admitted to Harvard College has increased from 17.6% to 21% over the past decade. Asian Americans today make up less than 6% of the American population as a whole, so they believe they've been doing a good job of recruiting and retaining Asian American students at Harvard, increasing their numbers in 10 years.
But really, when look at the statistics, the Asian American population of college-age students in the United States has doubled in the last 25 years. The percentage of Asian students enrolled at Harvard College has dropped from what it was 25 years ago.
But increased from what it was 10 years ago.
Right, exactly. In other words, it's gone up and down, but it's lower today than it was 25 years ago, while the population has doubled. Now, you really have to ask yourself, why would the percentage of Asian students at Harvard be lower than it was 25 years ago? You know, Asians seem to do quite well academically. They're applying to Harvard. Harvard refuses to provide any data on how their admissions decisions are made. And so I'm not saying it proves that there's something improper going on, but it really does raise a lot of suspicion.
So let's get back to the free tuition question, because I love numbers.
You're
a numbers guy too,
sure.
Mr. Wall Street Analytics. So let's talk some more numbers here, because I was looking at the Harvard Crimson's freshman survey for the class of 2019, right? And according to the Crimson, for the class of 2019, some interesting data. 15% of students come from families who have incomes greater than $500,000 a year. 18% their family income is between $250,000 to $500,000. 23% between $125,000 to $250,000. So another way to boil these numbers down is fully one-third of the class of 2019 come from families whose income are above $250,000. Half of them for incomes more than $125,000. So maybe we ought to turn this on their heads and say, if tuition were to be free at Harvard, why should Harvard be subsidizing families who are earning $500,000 or more? Why should their tuition be free when they can so obviously already afford it?
Well, it's like the issue of a universal program. Take, for example, Social Security. Warren Buffett gets a Social Security check along with everybody else. He doesn't need the money. The supporters of Social Security feel that everybody should get their Social Security check, including Warren Buffett. The opponents of Social Security are always talking about means testing the system. Now, the problem with a non-universal approach is it weakens the essential value of the system, its support, its credibility. The problem Harvard has, Harvard right now provides a free education for any family who earns less than $65,000 a year. The problem is very, very few such families even apply to Harvard. Harvard itself admits they have a very hard time getting the word out to the vast majority of Americans who don't live on the East Coast, who don't live in Boston, New York, or, say, on the West Coast in California.
So why not encourage them to use those endowment funds to increasing their outreach to these communities?
The problem is you can spend a lot of money on outreach, and Harvard does, and people still don't hear about it. Right now, a year of tuition at Harvard plus room and board is $60,000 a year. Ordinary families hear $60,000 a year and they assume it's impossible. They don't know about the financial aid. If Harvard abolishes tuition, everybody in America will know about it very quickly. Millions of families will consider applying to Harvard where they never did before. It's a dramatic issue that grabs people's attention.
It would absolutely grab global headlines. I'll give you
exactly
that. Listeners, I'm speaking with Ron Unz. He's chairman of the Free Harvard, Fair Harvard campaign. He's a Silicon Valley entrepreneur and also an outspoken conservative. He wants Harvard to drop its tuition requirements. And as you just heard him say, he believes that that would actually encourage a lot more folks to apply to universities like Harvard. What's your question for Ron Unz? Do you think free tuition is a good idea, or is there something more to it that you want to know about? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Ron, this is the point of the conversation where I get very greedy and I monopolize guests, but I know that our listeners want to talk to you too, so let's get a couple people on the air. Jay is calling from Dorchester. You're on the air, Jay.
Hi. I wanted to ask, how can he claim to be fighting for equality when the point of affirmative action is to even the playing field for people who've been historically denied opportunity?
Well, again, I'm personally opposed to affirmative action, but we're not taking a position on affirmative action in our platform. We're advocating greater transparency in admissions. In other words, Harvard providing some indications of why they pick certain students rather than other students. And there's a great deal of journalistic evidence and investigative reporting that casts severe doubts on the fairness of the Harvard admission system, not just with regard to affirmative action, with regard to a lot of other factors, including the wealth of certain applicants.
Mm. I'm wondering about one thing, though, Ron Unz, is that I'm wondering if, say, you do get both aspects of the platform passed at Harvard, free tuition and greater transparency in admissions. I mean, isn't it possible that we actually end up with a class of, an incoming freshman class who needs the assistance from Harvard the least? I mean, this is a follow-up question to what I was asking you earlier, because I'm imagining that the reasons why, there are multiple reasons why students don't apply to Harvard. A, as you mentioned, they don't think they can afford it. B, they don't even think they can qualify. C, all the things that they believe go into making a Harvard student, all those extracurriculars, the AP courses, the test prep, the private tutoring, those are the things that are already, we know from research, more available to affluent white students than they are to students of color on average. So, what does the plan do to change those fundamental differences in the K-12 education system to begin with?
Well, personally, I have a lot of problems with the current admissions system used by Harvard and other elite universities, and it's not part of our platform. But in the past, I've actually said, just as a thought experiment, as a possibility, maybe it would make sense to take, for example, the pool of applicants who are reasonably qualified, who could handle the work at Harvard, which is a lot larger than the numbers admitted, and maybe use something almost more like a lottery among those applicants to decide who gets admitted. Now, that's not part of our platform. But the problem with the current system, where people go through all these tremendous hoops, where, again, as you say, affluent families spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars getting all these extracurriculars, special tutoring to get those extra points on the tests, 5 points, 3 points that would get them admitted, to spend sometimes years prepping the student to have a resume that will catch the eye of
an
admissions officer.
There's a multi-billion dollar industry around this.
It's really – I don't think it's necessarily the best way to pick students.
Alex is calling from Medford. You're on the air, Alex.
Hi. I just wanted to say, you know, I think personally it's a great idea. You know, I struggle with student debt, and, you know, at least it gets the conversation started. You know, Harvard is a place that can afford it, so, I mean, it wouldn't translate to any other school, but at least, you know, get that idea of free education out there and, you know, get that support or opposition and, you know, get that conversation going. And, you know, I think it's a wonderful idea, and I fully support it, so thank you.
Alex, thanks so much for your call from Medford there. Let's go to Cecily, who's calling from Cambridge. You're on the air.
Thanks. Thanks very much. I was just going to say that from my experience attending Harvard, I think it'd be extremely difficult for kids from who've gone to a public school in a low-income community to flourish at Harvard and to have real commitment to diversifying the student body there. Harvard would have to get involved with the educational system, with public school systems, high schools, elementary schools, even Head Start, to really support the basic education that kids need in order to survive and flourish and do well in the environment that Harvard offers. It's not just a matter of making it free. Kids have to have a really solid education to do well there.
Cecily, thank you so much for your call. I'm just wondering if you had a response to that, Ron.
Well, I mean, that's certainly true, that obviously some schools simply don't provide as much preparation as other schools. But the interesting thing is, even relative to the highest achieving students in the United States, Harvard and the other elite schools are skewed very heavily towards the wealthy, partly because very high achieving students from non-wealthy backgrounds are far, far less chance to even apply to Harvard. And I think what we're talking about would broaden the pool certainly to those students who may go to ordinary schools. They don't have guidance counselors encouraging them to attend Harvard, but would be able to handle the work. Related to that earlier point about making Harvard free, there are many other universities in the United States that could equally well eliminate tuition and probably would follow Harvard's lead. Yale, Princeton, Stanford would just as easily be able to abolish tuition. Caltech, MIT, Williams College, many of them have endowments that could easily eliminate tuition as well. And I think something like eliminating tuition at these top wealthy elite universities would put a lot of pressure on the public colleges to trim their costs and cut their tuition. Mm. For example, UCLA, Berkeley, the UC system, in the mid-1970s, annual tuition was $630 a year. Now it's $15,000. It's ridiculous. We have to cut tuition at the public schools.
Well, let me just get a point of clarification here. Does your proposal just focus on free tuition or free room and board and everything, all the costs associated with going to Harvard?
Right now we're focusing on free tuition, but that's about 80% of the cost attending Harvard. So I personally think room and board certainly could be made much less expensive at Harvard. I mean, again, that's 20% of the cost.
Okay. Let's take one more quick call. Oh, actually, I changed my mind. Zach, you just, there's a caller, Zach, who's like, oh, I'm going to get on the air. Sorry, Zach, because we just have under a minute to go here. But Zach, put your comment on our website, radioboston.org. Ron, we have about 30 seconds here. My last question is a simple one for you. I mean, this is – I don't imagine Harvard is going to – I mean, unless you win your race for the Board of Overseers, is going to take your proposal very seriously at all. What do you think your chances are?
I think the chances are very good for a very simple reason. The dollars involved are so negligible to Harvard. It's 4% of their annual investment income to eliminate tuition. That, you know, so long as our campaign gets attention, if we win the referendum of all the Harvard alumni who vote for us rather than the other candidates, I think there's a very good chance Harvard will eliminate tuition.
Ever the optimist, Ron Unz. He's chairman of Free Harvard, Fair Harvard, campaigning to make Harvard tuition free. Send us your comments about what you think of Unz's proposal at radioboston.org. Ron Unz, pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Great to be here.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.